To beat back the COVID-19 pandemic, vaccines don't just need to be available, they must be administered. Vaccine sites have to be organized and coordinated. Before that, testing and treatment were the focus. It took not just professionals, but volunteers, many of whom have been on the job since the crisis started. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports that infrastructure of unpaid help was already in place thanks to the Medical Reserve Corps.
It was almost a privilege to be a part of that. It was a good feeling. At the end of the day, you felt you had made a difference. And so often, you know, we don't feel we make a difference at the end of our day.
It was just an honor to be part of that history making, in my opinion.
It felt like this was one place where everybody from every walk of life had one common hope. And it felt very good for the first time in a long time.
Oklahoma has administered nearly 3 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines statewide, marking the beginning of the pandemic's end. Like all other states, it has done so free of charge to residents. That is possible largely because of thousands of volunteers who turned out to take part in the historic effort. Diana Schaefer retired as a public health nurse in October when case counts were surging.
So when the vaccines come out, I see this as hope, a lifeline, so to speak, and I thought I've got to do something to help.
She worked with the Oklahoma City County Health Department to start administering those shots. She said that it's rare, in volunteering or in any line of work, to immediately see the difference you're getting to make.
It was also interesting to see how relieved they were after they got that shot. Even though, yes, we had the jokes of when will this chip activate and all the other nonsense, you know, and I'd play along with them. And I says, oh, it'll be in about 3 or 4 hours, I said, and we'll be able to track you. But but a lot of them were relieved.
Other volunteers went through the Medical Reserve Corps, a national initiative. Here's Oklahoma County's Medical Reserve Corps volunteer and planning coordinator, Dominique Barra-Duran.
Medical Reserve Corps was formed after 9/11 in response to 9/11. It was to basically have a volunteer base of people that are credentialed and background checked so that if something happened, you know, we can call upon these individuals and we know that they're medically trained.
The program operates statewide in Oklahoma and has been around for a little under a decade. It usually activates after natural disasters or serves public health initiatives like flu shots or the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. Barra-Duran says that registration shot up precipitously in the pandemic's wake. One of the existing volunteers, who started just before the pandemic, was retired Tulsa dermatologist Dr. Douglas Vaughn.
Of course, I had no idea I would be pandemic-related at that time, but I thought anywhere they needed some help, you know, I might be able to spend a few days with them. I had some experience with volunteering during the flood over in the Sand Springs Town and Country neighborhood.
The Corps recruits both health and non-health workers. Vaughn said that although he spent much of the time actually giving shots, duty called in a few different ways.
I even served as a bathroom monitor to make sure people didn't have a problem getting in and out of the bathroom after they'd had an injection. And we did parking and we did, you know, crowd control and things. So we didn't come out with a stethoscope around our neck and a white coat on.
Tracy Zeke was a non-medical volunteer in Oklahoma City. She said that desire to pitch in after something awful feels familiar.
After the bombing in Oklahoma City, you know, we just all kind of volunteered and did stuff. Like we, you know, set up a store in the Marriott out of all the free stuff people delivered to Oklahoma. And then one time we drove around the perimeter overnight handing out food with like the Jewish Federation and just like different things that you do as just like a, well, there's stuff that needs to be done. Let's all go do it.
Each of the volunteers said something in the same vein. Helping during the pandemic was fulfilling and restored a sense of hope they hadn't felt in a long time. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.